According to Superintendent Tony Habra, Jason Messino, the music teacher for grades 5 through 12, resigned. Messino has been at the school 2 years. Habra says that position has been eliminated to save money in the budget. Because of declining enrollment, the school is expected to see decreased state funding in the coming year. They're anticipating about a $364,000 budget shortfall in FY18. How the loss of Messino's position will affect the school's music program is a little vague at this point. What is clear is that music education at the Haynes School is not going away. Haber says the program is expected to remain intact as it is right now.
This instruction is super important to us, and music, fine arts, career and tech ed, they are very important to both the district and the community, and we're going to do everything we can to maintain them as is.
Habra says the music teacher position will be filled internally. That means they won't be hiring a new teacher to take on the role. That's how they'll save money. But with one less teacher, Habra says they may have to shuffle around some other classes to make it work.
We'll be collapsing some classes. We might remove a class here. We might make a class only available every other year. It just depends. You know, we have some classes that may not fill up at the high school level, so maybe that class is only offered every other year instead of every year.
Habra did not say what classes or what teachers may step into the music role. As part of the budget process, Habra conducted a survey of community members, parents, and school staff. One of the takeaways was that music and art are important to the school community. Those were the two most mentioned programs when respondents were asked what is the most important to keep.
Music, art, career and technical education, all of these programs are hands-on activities that really help students clarify who they are, and that helps them be prepared for whatever they're planning on doing after they leave our district.
Messino did not return requests for comment by the time this story aired. According to Habra, 84% of the district's budget is based on salaries and benefits. And he says spending can't be reduced without cutting staff. The district is also looking to reduce the cost of staff by incentivizing retirement for longtime teachers on the higher end of the pay scale. KHNS will have that story later this week. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.